starting, amen, his program of construction, amen. So the line of confusion becomes a compass. Thank you, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The very thing he used to strangle the flesh, he begins to measure out to you. Light. Hallelujah. Rabbahushaya. He begins to, Rabbahushaya, measure out to you, amen, mercy. Hallelujah. Rabbahushaya. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. And the fire becomes a fiery square, and I'm a Mahushaya of faithfulness. I'm a Mahushaka Mahaya, Rabahushaya, you, amen, Rabahaya, during your years and during your times of destruction, you're not very faithful to the ruler of the house. Huh? But when he gets through tearing down the confidence in the flesh of Mahaya, and he gets through destroying Mahushaya, or your pride, hallelujah, Rabahushaya, then he'll turn that fire that he used to judge you with, Rabahaya, into a square of faithfulness. This is so powerful. This means a whole lot to me. And I believe a lot of you are probably at the same place. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Rabbahushaya. Oh, hallelujah. And then the stones of emptiness. Amen. The stone. You know what he does with the stone? Rabbahushaya. Oh, thank you, Lord. The stone becomes a plummet line. Hallelujah. Rabbahushaya. Amen. Amen. A plummet line is to see how straight something is. Amen. Mahushaya. A plummet line of uprightness. Amen. Mahushaya. But it'll take that destruction. It'll take that tearing down. Mahushaya. Rabbahushaya. And then the stones of emptiness. And after that, the Lord has stoned you, then he'll take that plummet line and begin. Rabbahushaya. To make things upright. Amen. But who's doing all this? Huh? Who's doing all this? That's right. The light of his headship. As you stay under his... This is what... If you stay in the church... Rabbahushaya. 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 Now, you can be in a church building and not be a part of the church of Jesus Christ. Rabbahushaya. And I'm not saying just Christ Gospel Church, we're the only ones... That's a joke, amen. There's Christians all over the face of the earth, and we know all about all the other sonship churches and so on and so forth, amen. But this is a bride's message church. Don't you want to be in the bride and be on Mount Zion, hallelujah? Well, amen, this work of construction won't be done by you, Rabbahushaya. He's the carpenter, Rabbahushaya. Hey, hallelujah! I said, Jesus Christ is still the carpenter. Hallelujah. And if you'll stay under the light of his headship, then you'll go through this destruction and you'll also go through this construction. I don't care what you think about yourself. I don't care how much you think you're a failure. I don't care what you think. If you stay under his headship, then you'll finally come to this place where he'll begin to take those very tools that he used to destroy the flesh and the confidence in the flesh. And he'll begin to reconstruct you. Hallelujah. But it's him that's doing it. And all the time you think, oh, I'm making these terrible mistakes. Amen. Oh, it's me. I don't have enough faith in God. Oh, it's my flesh and blah, 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 blah. No, amen. That's God's program of destruction. Did you hear me? That's God's program of destruction. If you're under the headship of God... If you're under the glorious headship of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, amen, then this is what's going to take place in your life. Woo, shamamamahaya. Now, Sister Hicks taught this after about 30-something years of going on for God, and I tell you what, I understood it. I didn't understand it the first time. It didn't make any sense at all. You know, it sounded good. It just didn't make too much sense, amen. Rabbahushaya, I was too righteous. Didn't relate to me. And as far as that plumb line is concerned, amen, as far as measuring off, you know, seriously. Amos 7:8, don't turn to it, but read it Amen. At your own leisure. Concerning the plumb line, he uses the plumb line to measure out. Amen. In Isaiah 28, 17. Amen. Talking about a plummet stone. Amen. To see how straight things are. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. In Genesis 1, 2, we read that. Amen. And upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. And then we got in 3, and he said, let there be light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me see where I want to go. You might want to turn. You might want to just put Judges 15. I really give you a lot of references these days, and I think you know why. Do you know why I give you a lot of references these days? Well, that I've always done. Thanks to Mike Baumgartner, I give you a lot of references these days. Brother McKay was saying he gives people more references. Amen. Since he got his little computer Bible. Because it's so easy to punch up, you know, references. So Judges 15:19, amen, concerning how that God cleaves a hollow place in your flesh, and out of that hollow place will come fresh water. Hallelujah. Amen. Something fresh and living will come out of the Word of God that was nothing more than stones of emptiness. Amen. Rabahushaya, or hailstones. Every time you open it up, you get judgment. You ever got that? Just every time you open up, you get a hailstone. You just shut it real fast. Walk away with a black eye. So, oh my God, you know, why is it always wrath? You know, speak to me, O Lord. Amen. You know, and you want a word of comfort. And you know you've been disobeying the ruler of the house as though you deserve comfort. And so you open it up and you get a hailstone. Amen. You get a stone of emptiness. Amen. Rabahushaya. Instead of living water. Chamamamahushaya. Out of the rock. Amen. Rabahushaya. But when God's doing his work of construction, you can open it up just everywhere you turn. Amen. And you're craving the law, so that doesn't bother you anymore. Amen. You're just wanting that law. Everywhere you can find that law, you're just craving it. Woo! Shamahaya. Thank you, Lord. Oh, amen. Thank you, Lord. So he said, let there be light. Amen. That's or light. Now, the idea in the Hebrew here is let there be the light that always was the light. I like that. That's the idea in the Hebrew. Let there be the light that always was the light. Who was the light and always has been the light? Thank you. Who was in the beginning? Who is the beginning? He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning. I am the ending. Amen. I'm a Mahushaya. Rabahushaya. He said, let there be light. After destruction, amen, Rabahushaya, then you start your construction, amen, under the glorious headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can expect glory. Huh? What's at the top? Amen. We know there's glory. We know there's Shekinah glory. Where's the Shekinah glory? It's inside the ark, isn't it? Amen. Rabahaya, it's on the law. Rabahushaya. Thank you, wonderful Lord. Amen. And when he begins his work of construction, he says, let there be this glorious light. Amen. In other words, construction starts under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you want to be under that headship more, amen, than you ever wanted to in your life. Whew. But there's destruction first. Amen. Then there's a time for construction, and when construction begins, like today, I have felt the glory of God like I have never felt it. Well, it's been a long time. Like I felt it today, it's been a long time. I mean a long time, to where you can just sense the glory in the air, and just you can feel his presence, amen, and it's the glorious headship of the Lord. It's like when you first got in the crucified way of Mahushaya, and you started coming in that fence, amen, Mahushaya, of restraint, amen. Wonderful Lord. So we see in verse 3 that Anyway, God's tools of destruction become God's tools of construction. Amen. Well, you know, I've got 5 minutes to let Brother George get up here and close, and we'll be out at 9:30. You stay. Amen. Don't blame it on us. We'll let you out at 9:30. You want to stay and chat? That's up to you. Amen. Amen. So you come on up here, Brother George. I've got a long ways to go before I'm through with this here. I don't know when I'll finish it, but...